We're doing Berachot, we're up to Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the middle of the page, about seven lines beneath the two dots, V'neshef, three words before the end of the line by the dot, V'neshef. So we had discussed that David says, I awaken to praise you, God, early at night, in the beginning of the night, because David said, Kadamti b'neshef v'ashaveya. I get up early by Neshef and I call out before you, Hashem. So now the Gemara questions, how do you know that this word Neshef means the beginning of the night? The Gemara asks, V'Neshef Ultahu, is Neshef really the beginning of the night? Hai Neshef Tzafahu, isn't Neshef the beginning of the morning? Dichtiv, the verse describes in David's war that he was taken from behind. We're going to learn next week in our Shmuel class that Amalek suddenly attacked him and captured his family and all his men's families. And then he went and fought back at Amalek. And David destroyed Amalek from Neshef to nightfall till the next morning. So that pasuk seems to say Neshef is from morning. It says from Neshef to nightfall. It seems to say from morning to nightfall. My love mitzafa vad leilia. Isn't that pasuk indicating that he destroyed Amalek from morning till night? Lo, meuta v'aduta. No, Neshef over there means night. It means from night to night he beat him up. He killed out Amalek from night to night. The Gemara says, really? If Neshef really means night, ihachi, if Neshef really means night, if that is so, lichtov ma'neshef v'ada neshef, o ma'erev v'ada erev. Then why does the pasuk switch terms? It should have said from Neshef to Neshef or from Erev to Erev. Why does it say from Neshef to Erev, if Neshef really means the same as Erev? So the Gemara says, you must say that Neshef is morning. So how come we explained earlier that when David says, I got up early in Neshef to call before Hashem, that's talking about early at night. Yes, Kadamti b'Neshef, we're saying Neshef means early at night. Mm-hmm. And yet the pasuk that describes the war uses the word Neshef to mean the morning. Ela amar Rava, but rather Rava explained as follows. There are two Neshef. Neshef could mean Neshef Leila Vati Mama, that the night leaps out and in comes the day. That's the Neshef of the morning. That's a description of David's war. And Neshef Yimama Vati Leila. Neshef could also mean that the day comes out and the night comes in. Neshef literally comes from the Aramaic word of Shaf, to jump. So Neshef means that something jumped out and something else came in. So it's the time when the periods switch from daylight to night, from night to day. It could be either one. So Neshef could sometimes mean when night jumps out and sometimes when day jumps out. Jumping out is reference to the one that's leaving. So Neshef could mean either one. Did David mavayada palgad leilia imat? And did David really know to figure out exactly when is the middle of the night? Hashtam shel benu lohavayada. Look, Moshe didn't know, because the verse says, when Moshe said to Paro about the plague of the firstborn, Moshe said, at approximately midnight, God is going to come out through Egypt and kill the firstborn. Why did Moshe have to say at approximately midnight? If you'll tell me God said at approximately midnight, what God has to approximate. God wasn't sure. Obviously, God said, I'm going through Egypt and killing the firstborn at midnight. God said, I'm going to kill the firstborn at midnight. Moshe said, at approximately midnight, because he couldn't prove exactly which moment was midnight. So, obviously, you see, Moshe didn't know. So, how come David knew when midnight was? Alma misapkale. You see that Moshe wasn't sure when midnight was, so you want to tell me David did know when midnight was? Answers the Gemara. David simna havale. David had a sign. That's how David knew when midnight was. Ravacha bar Bizna amar Rav Shimon chasida. Ravacha bar Bizna quoted Rav Shimon, the pious one, the chasid. Kinor haya talui lemale mimitato shel David. David had a harp hanging above his bed. And the holes of the harp were facing such that when midnight would come and the northern wind would blow alone, then baruch tzvonit v'noshevet bo, the northern wind would blow alone and blow through the harp, Umnagen Meilav, and then the harp would start strumming on its own. That was his alarm clock. He'd hear that. He'd know it was midnight. Miyadi Omed Vasek Batorat Shalamud HaShachar. He'd right away stand up and deal with Torah till the morning. What happened in the morning? So that's where we'll pick up next time.
So he was sleeping, according to
it. It doesn't say he was sleeping. It says he got up to deal with Torah. What was he doing beforehand? Maybe beforehand he was davening. It doesn't say what he got up from. It doesn't say he got up from his sleep. Uh-huh. It says he got up. What was he doing? It's a good question. It doesn't say.
Yeah.